we have to add an addendum, a footnote to this chapter. One of the kids had a Rebbe who's very problematic. The Rebbe said things that were mind-boggling. He said to one kid, you got problems. You got real problems. I don't know why no one before me, none of the teachers before me understood you have such problems. Now he says this in front of the whole class. He tells another kid, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming. Not everyone lives till Yom Kippur. People are going to be judged whether they're going to live or not. And you have to wonder, in light of how you've been behaving in this class, what's going to happen? So he threatens a kid that he's going to drop dead. So the kid comes home, and I'm giving you two examples. Unfortunately, there were many wonderful doozies. And the kid wonders, what am I supposed to make of this? And I sit down with the kid, and I said to him, you know, I'm very sorry to tell you, but this person doesn't know how to behave. And the kid looks at me and he's in shock. And I said, I'm not telling you he's an evil or cruel person. It could be that he's a kind person. He just doesn't know how to talk. He doesn't know how to behave. He's got a problem. And I'm not sure you're going to stay in his class. This isn't the type of person I want you to learn Torah from. And the child was in shock. And he said to me, you know, I didn't bother telling you in the beginning of the year what was going on. Because you always respect the teachers of Torah. I never thought you'd say something bad about him. Now, he doesn't know that in my mind, there were two important things that happened in that conversation. Number one, I was happy that he appreciated that I try to respect his teachers. Number two, I was happy that he appreciated that just because a person sits at the head of the class does not, unfortunately, does not necessarily mean that they deserve to be there. And that's a gentle message. The Chazon Ish is telling us that we have to respect the leaders of the generation. We have to understand that they're working with the purest intent. They're trying to get it right. They're trying to be impartial. We have to remember that Rav Nachman Mibreslov writes, there are fakers out there. Not every person that dons a hat, grows a long white beard, and wears a long coat is really worthy of all these terms. What the Chazon Ish is saying is there are people who you know. They're honest. You know they have integrity. You know they're in their position because of what wonderful people they are. Let's take Rav Steinman. You know Rav Steinman in Bnei Brak? So he's considered the leader of the Haredi community today. One of the Gdolei Ador. You know Rav Steinman didn't own a refrigerator. You know he lives in a little apartment that's the size of approximately this little space over here. He lives in a tiny apartment, and in spite of his being the leader of the generation and people want to shower him with gifts, he's not accepting. You know, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wouldn't accept a telephone. You know, a person had to beg him that he wants him he wants the merit that when people call and ask him all the questions, it'll be on the phone that he brought him into his house. But he didn't want it. The giants of Torah did not accept gifts because they weren't interested. That's not what interests them in life. So I'm saying the concept the Chazon Ish is saying, as the Chazon Ish explained, is very important. The application, we have to know that sometimes there are people out there who are fakes. There are people out there who do not deserve the title and they dress the part, and it takes time to discern that the person isn't for real. It can be earth-shattering. It can be devastating when you suddenly realize, I thought this guy was great, and really he isn't. That happens. I'm sure the people who followed Korach were certain that he was a giant in Torah until they discovered otherwise. And that was earth-shattering, excuse the pun. But bottom line, I'm just saying, in the application, the halacha does say, look at your teacher and ask yourself, does he look like an angel to me? How is he behaving? Can I emulate him? Do I feel like he's a positive person? It's not just about the written word. And you see that it's not always that way. The Talmud gives us stories of people who had the title, people who had the position, and were discovered to be fakes.
There's two things you say. One, first of all, it's all a kavod to you and your wife, that your kids would come to you. And many sadly they wouldn't. And that you could say, which you did say, which I think is important, not that he's a fake. incompetent. He's not, you know, fake is somebody who's out to con you. He knows he's not a believer. He knows he's... But people who really believe, that's what some Rebbe told him, Rosh Hashanah is coming, and he scared him, and he behaved, so that's the way you educate. It's ignorance, I think. It's not confidence, because, you know, you don't reach too many children that way. You probably turn more off. But that's different, I think, than...
I'm saying, but that's an important point. When we send our kids off to school, so on the one hand, they need to know to respect their teachers. On the other hand, we also have to give them that tool, that out, that understanding that not every person that sits at the helm of a class is someone who's going to live up to that responsibility. Right.
You know, that's what the downfall of the societies are, when there are too many incompetents in positions of authority. So you hope that they pick them the way the Azamish just said. And you hope that most of the negative ones in that system will fall through the cracks. There won't be a point. That's why he's saying this, I assume.
Right, but the problem, like the Chazon Ish says, let's take the Chazon Ish another step. Chazon Ish says so they're going to appoint the rabbi of a community and they're not going to consult with the higher authority. So then who's going to reach that position?
Popularity contest.
And then you have to deal with that, and he's at the helm. But how did he get there? So the Chazon Ish, if we take the Chazon Ish, the next logical step, so the next logical step is someone got there because not learned people have chosen him to be there, and they didn't check. And then he's got the title and he's got the position and you have to work with that. So that's a challenge. And I'm saying that's the flip side. So the Chazon Ish purposely, I think, wrote, go to the Gadol HaDor, go to someone that everyone agrees is a big person. With that, you work your system. Yeah.